He's a fine speaker. He's the man prayed at that.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter's.
I was up there.
Right I was too. In
you
all
were?
Yeah, me and my wife were up there. Stayed there with
you. No kidding.
We got our oldest son, and Jimmy Carter, was real good friends. And before we ever run, he worked with him. Oh, he didn't get out and wait, but he had to run some finances and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Had an auction at his house, at my son's house. Well, he goes to see my son spend the weekend, even now. When
really?
I don't guess he'd been to Jim's house and spent and stayed, you know, but one time since he'd been present, but they had a. They got to be real good friends, the wives and the whole family.
Well,
they about Jim is older than my son's 44. And Jim is I think about 10 years older than him.
Mm-hmm. Go to school with him?
No, they didn't meet till Jim went to Jim's in the rug business in Dalton.
That's right.
In the coffee business, and they met after he went to North Georgia.
Yeah.
He was raised right in South Georgia. Jimmy was too, but they didn't know each other.
Yeah. You said somebody might take a sip. About, would you say, if you could talk real well, you say you're what? Like right now, your throat is, well, my throat is.
Dry, sore.
Hoarse.
Got that laryngitis.
Bad.
Bad.
Oh, that sort of thing. What about parts of the body? This is your, I'm pointing my.
Your forehead.
Okay.
Forehead.
Okay. And if man didn't shave, he'd grow a.
He'd grow a mustache or a beard.
Do people have those in your daddy's belly?
Not a lot of people, according to what you see this day and time with the young folks growing them, but it used to be quite. My grandfather had a beard down to his belt. He just trimmed it the least little bit round. It didn't do it goatee, but it was round, clean down to it. Now, I never did see him. I just saw his picture.
Yeah.
But he died before my daddy was all dead by 12 years old. But then my other grandfather had a mustache. My dad never did. Dad shaved that morning.
Mm-hmm.
But
now. An old time storekeeper would keep his pencil where?
Behind his ear, some lot of them did.
Okay. This is my
ear.
Which one?
That's your left one.
This is my. Okay. Which ear?
Hmm?
You got your what? You talk about your ears, you got your.
Ears and your eyes and your nose?
Well, your right ear and your left ear?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you call this your what? You call this?
Your throat or your Adam's apple, whichever one. I just can't tell you sitting there. I can see your hand when it moves, but
okay.
Can't tell much
well,
about
what would
it.
You call, speaking about your throat, what would you call that? You know,
neck?
Down.
Your Adam's apple?
Okay. Old times you used to call it anything else? Google? You ever heard of that?
Well, a hog had a goozle. They called a hog goozle. When you cut his throat, you had the goozle left onto the liver and life. But I don't know that I ever heard even niggers call that your goozle. They might have did, though. I think
okay.
That.
You go to the dentist to have him look at your
teeth, of course.
Nice.
Cavities or your.
Got a pull of what?
Your minus a tooth.
Okay. Now, when they gave you Calamon, it made your. Salivating your what got real sore. Did you ever have Calamon?
My folks didn't believe in Calamon, but I know what Calamon salivating is has to do. Something that it makes your teeth loose. I don't know what all it does to you, but I remember when I was a little boy, some people took a lot of Calamon and it had something to do with the teeth.